Coming live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here is the guy who's the only person that Big Brother Nick hasn't hooked up with this summer. I am Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody. Hey, I'm married, Nick. Sorry, buddy. All right. Here we are live. We have a great show for you tonight here. Final Thursday of the Big Brother season. And that means the final time here that we'll have in the studio during the Big Brother season, the woman who has been my co-pilot all season long here on Thursday nights. Please welcome back the great Caitlin Herman. Fresh off of coming from the stage at SVA Theater in New York City. Here she is.
Are back you in the emotional? Studio. This is our last.
I am emotional. I can't believe how fast that the summer has gone by. We'll see if it has gone by fast for one of the two men that will join us on the panel tonight. Taryn Armstrong, has the summer gone by fast for you?
It always does, Rob.
Yeah.
By the time it ends, it feels like it's been going on forever, but it also feels like it just started.
Okay. All right. Well, we have only a couple days left, but we were able to get this person onto the podcast. It's a bucket list to get him on with us every single season. We were going to talk to him during the double eviction, but he needed to go see It Part Two. But here he is with us, back to join us. One of the great Big Brother guests there is, Mr. Andy Herron, winner of Big Brother 15.
Thanks so much for having me. It's always such a pleasure to be here, Rob.
Andy, how are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for asking. My summer was great too. It flew by as well, but I also really like fall, so I'm not mad that summer's over.
Okay. Andy is wearing his bird's shirt in honor of Nicole.
I am.
Love that.
Yes. So that's great. So Andy, good summer?
Yeah, very good summer. I mean, personally, yes, very good summer. Big Brother wise, I feel like we had a rough start, but I think we've had like a top tier finish. I think the jury phase of the season has been so good.
Yes. Second half of the season has been strong. Does that compare to Big Brother 15? Is that viewed in a similar way?
Of have a good jury phase?
Yeah.
I like to think that on Big Brother 15, I feel like me and like the women and Spencer and McCray check out all the strong guys at first. And so I feel like I personally don't like watching all the strong guys. So I think that personally on Big Brother 15, having like a mostly women jury phase was a lot of fun.
Okay. All right. Taryn, is that the word on Big Brother 15? Is it similar to this season?
Yeah, I mean, in some ways more than others, but no, I think that's pretty accurate. I mean, I feel like the second half was definitely stronger than the first half in Big Brother 15. It was a very much finished strong and very much due to Andy.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. So very excited tonight. We have the hashtag open, RHAP. We'll take your questions here with Andy and with Caitlin and that. It's so wonderful because I know you two, Caitlin and Andy, are such great friends.
It's
and
true.
Yeah,
this is fun. I hope you guys aren't going to have like a bunch of inside jokes. Me and Taryn will do that also then.
I like Caitlin. So watching Caitlin, I just knew that Caitlin and I would be very good friends. I just like watching her on the show. And she did not disappoint in real life. She's so lovely.
Yeah.
We are kindred spirits.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. And I always knew that I'd like Andy. But we were just explaining before the show started, like when we first got to meet a few months ago, it was like, oh, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You
guys are pretty much like a, you know, lock solid pair. And so that Taryn and I are our pair that we said, hey, let's all get together and make
have a
deal.
Foursome.
We'll have an agreement to all be
like
together here for the final four.
And then who's getting evicted first? You, Rob. You're right. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did make a deal with Andy prior to the show.
Now, Taryn. Okay. All right. So let's get something through. All right, Andy, let me just get your take on all this because Andy, you always have lots of interesting, thought-provoking takes on Twitter.
Sure.
I'd love to get your take on this whole mess at the Final Four.
I mean, Cliff and Nicole are lovely, wonderful people. I think they're boneheads for believing this. Who in their right mind would actually think that Jackson would adhere to this deal? I think it's so crazy that they even thought it. And I mean, I know Nicole thought it a little bit less than Cliff did, But the fact that Nicole was even somewhat surprised, I think is nuts. I think it's so crazy that they even believed it. We should not have been in this mess because they should never have believed Jackson in the first place.
Yeah. Taryn, let me just ask you, in terms of in watching the episodes and hearing Cliff's explanation, is it possible to have a little bit of a different interpretation than what we've sort of been had as like the talking points for the last week or so? Is it possible? Was Cliff actually more loyal to Jackson and Holly? Because he made it, at least he spun it where, hey, I did my part. I never wanted to keep Tommy. Nicole wanted to keep Tommy. I sort of had to go through the motions, but I did my part. I had to move hell and high water to make sure that Holly stayed in the game this week.
I mean, he was fully willing to go that route. Like they had decided that Holly was going, Tommy was staying. It was decided. Then Jackson did his thing, and everything changed. And I think it gave Cliff an opportunity to go down the path he had always wanted to go down, which was getting rid of Tommy. But he was definitely willing to keep Tommy. They had decided that it was going to happen, and it was going to happen.
Okay. Caitlin, you had tweeted earlier this week about how you felt like that Jackson and what he's done, that you echoed some of the things that Cliff had said in the episode, that this was a dirty game by Jackson.
Yeah. And I stand by my tweets, and it's weird. I took note of this at one point, and I wouldn't say this is like an actual note of mine, but I feel like I've met a lot of men in my life that are like Mickey, and there's just this type of person that will figure out anything that they can do to be in a situation that they've kind of like landed in, and then figure out a way to manipulate it to be like, oh no, like I'm right here. Like this is like, what did I exactly say? I said, I know men like Jackson, they get put in convenient situations and use it to their favor. And I feel like that's exactly what this is. Like him and Holly didn't shut up about like, we had this deal and we would adhere to it. And you guys, that's just the situation you fell in. And it's an easy argument, but it honestly just goes to show how manipulative he is. And it like really freaks me out. It like legit freaks me out.
I agree.
On every level, personal, like, and like game level, like just imagine like, and again, I'm sure he's a nice guy. I'm really not trying to like,
I mean, we don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. I'm sure he's fine. I just, to see like the inner workings of his mind is just like a little scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy, what about Cliff's comments that he really felt like that Jackson was a hypocrite and was very critical of Jackson in this episode?
I mean, he's right. Jackson was a hypocrite, but like I said, Cliff put himself in that position for Jackson to be a hypocrite. I mean, wasn't Jackson even saying in the diary room that he would have like his loyalty to Holly? He's going to tell Cliff and Nicole whatever they want to hear. And so that's why it's like, I tweeted earlier today, it's kind of maddening to watch him, because we hear him in the diary room being like, oh, I'm not loyal to them at all. But then he hammers in and hammers in and hammers in to Cliff and Nicole how loyal he's been to them, and tries to make them feel horrible for betraying him, when in fact he would have done the exact same thing to them at any chance that he got. And he's doing it now, you know?
Yeah.
Also, can we just say one other thing about Cliff? Like, people are saying like, oh my God, he was so like insane and gullible to do what he did. But it honestly just goes to show like who he is and where he comes from and like his background, because how sweet is it that like he genuinely believes like, you shake my hand man to man, like this is a deal. And he's looking at Jackson like a younger version of him, grew up in the, like the same type of atmosphere, and is looking at him like, I can trust this man. And that's, and when he's sitting there with Julie, that's literally all he can think of. Like he just made a false judgment on like how Jackson was raised. And like, that's the shittiest thing ever. Cause now he's like, great.
Yeah. Taryn, a new thing that came up, at least in the episodes tonight, was, well, we didn't really have a deal. There was four of us and we made an arrangement, and I felt like that was different than man to man, two men shaking each other's hands and having a handshake agreement.
Yeah, that's no good, Cliff. This is Cliff cherry picking and trying to justify. Yeah, like what's happening there. I would hope that Cliff will kind of take some time you know, when he's sequestered away, and he'll be able to maybe, you know, think things through a little more and understand that there's nothing more special about a man-to-man handshake deal and a four-person handshake deal. It's just not the way it is. Yeah. And I think my audio is a little loud also.
All right. Andy, I feel like on these shows that when we refer to, hey, we had a deal, it's just like the weakest argument that people can make to, like, you have to always be motivating the other people to be doing what is in your mutual best interest. And yeah, but you said,
right,
doesn't ever move the needle.
No, I mean, well, yeah, I feel like Big Brother's all about actions and not words. It's like, sure, you tell everyone what they want to hear at all times to appease everybody, but it's like, when push comes to shove, when you actually need to make a move, who is the person that you're making that move with or for, you know? I mean, like, on my, I had a deal with, I promised everybody everything, but like the people that actually, like, and I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is like, a promise and a handshake really shouldn't mean anything, and everyone should understand that it doesn't really mean anything. Like, I promised final two, final three with so many people my season, but that it was all dependent on who won HOH is. And like the way that I did it, I still like treated people like people. And so I feel like no one, like, I for sure clipped some people. Like, people thought that I was going to take them and I was going to do things for them that I didn't do, but I still was like nice to them and treated them like humans, as opposed to Jackson, who's been like gaslighting people and talking down to people. And I feel like as a result, people still wanted to vote for me. Mm-hmm. So it'll be intriguing to see what people want to do come Jackson being in the final two, you know?
There's no way. Yeah. There's no way he's going to win.
There's no way Jackson is going to win.
I don't think there's any situation in which he wins. The only way I saw that maybe a little bit was when we cut to Nick's little confessional. Well,
let's talk about the jury in whole in as its own thing. In terms of, there's a lot there to unpack too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And in regards to like what Andy was saying, I think that you, Andy, you are one of the best examples of somebody that just straight up owned everything that you did. Right. One of my favorite answers that you gave in your final two questioning was something along the lines of like, you told me that if I ever voted you out, that you wouldn't vote for me in the jury. So why would you expect me to vote for you in the jury? And you were like, yeah, I lied.
Of course I said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not what we're seeing Jackson do in the house as he's describing things to
truly, and that's the thing. It's like, I always say, like, going into the Big Brother 19 finale, if I were a juror, I would have been like, oh, I'm of course going to vote for Paul. But then when Paul was giving his answers, he was kind of like Jackson. He was like, oh no, I love all of you. And like, you're crazy to think that like, I like was this like leader of everything. Like, he wouldn't own anything. And I feel like watching that as a juror, I would have switched my vote and voted for Josh. Like, I really would have. It's like, you have to respect the jury enough to be honest with them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, just Jackson should be like, Cliff, Nicole, I promised you that, but it's clear that I was with Holly the whole time. Like, I was promising you whatever I could to get further. And yeah, I lied to you, but like, it got me to where I am, you know?
Andy, what do you think about Cliff's tactic and by proxy, Nicole, of telling Jackson, hey, if we go, if you don't hold up your word, we're not voting for you when we go to the jury?
I mean, I respect it. It's like Cliff had his back up against the wall and it's like, that's his last resort. So do whatever you can. I mean, it clearly worked. I mean, it didn't totally work because he's gone, but Jackson was clearly upset about it. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, if like I said, I think a true Big Brother player never lays down and dies. I think they should do whatever it takes to get themselves off the block or to get themselves to stay. And that's what he was doing. And I respect that. And it's like, if he meant it or not, it doesn't really matter. He was just saying it to advance his own game, you know? And plus, I don't know if people know this, he's not going to get a chance to tamper the jury because the fourth evictee goes straight to the hotel and is never with the jury. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm trying to think if that I'm not going to vote for you in the end has ever worked on any show, Taryn.
No, I don't believe it has. I remember... I think the way that you can do it theoretically is like Cook Islands with Penner and Yule, where like you're basically, or no, it wasn't Penner and Yule. It was the other guy, Adam or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Adam, where he basically promised his vote if Ewell kept him around for one more round.
It was a dirty move. I didn't appreciate but it. Wasn't, it.
Yeah, it wasn't a threat. It wasn't, you won't get my jury vote if you evict
they
me.
It was negotiated. Hey, if you do this for me, if you vote out Penner, then you have my vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, do threats ever really work? I feel like it just seems to me like that's a bad tactic. It seems like you're just going to kind of turn the other person off and make them mad at you.
Yeah. You know? I mean, it's a last resort thing. Right. And I think that, you know, Cliff didn't really have another play, but right. There wasn't much of a chance that this was going to work. You know, if anything, you know, maybe if he had done it earlier in the week and given Jackson more time to really ruminate on the fact that maybe he just lost this game, if he makes this move. But even then, like, there, I think there's just an innate part of people that they don't want to be threatened. They don't want right. to give
it. No, no.
And that's about, you know, there's not much you can do about that.
So I thought it was very interesting in the fallout of that, Caitlin, when we got to ultimately, you know, Jackson is going to vote to evict Cliff. And then on the way out of the house, that there was still talk about, remember, this is a game. You know, make sure that you still vote for me. I thought this was very surprising. I can't ever remember another Big Brother contestant talking about this on the way out the door. Listen to Jackson trying to get Cliff's vote on the way out the door.
Remember that going to jury that this is a game.
It is a game.
Stay true to your word and vote according to the game.
I mean, and right in front of Holly also.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. This is not surprising.
Yeah.
No.
It is what it is. I wasn't shocked to see that even a little bit.
Yeah.
And then Holly, like, immediately after is going to chime in too, like, and I love you. I hope you like, and I think you're a great person also. And I'm always happy about how well we got along.
Yeah. Andy, when Jackson is saying, like, Hey, remember, it's a game. And Cliff's like, it's a game. It's a game. I got. Is he sort of bracing Jackson for, hey, and I'm also not going to vote for you, and just don't be mad at me because it's just a game?
I don't know.
Possible interpretation?
I really don't know. I didn't really even think about it. I don't really know how to interpret it. I mean, sure, I guess, but it seems like when Cliff left, he wasn't too mad anymore. So maybe he will still vote for Jackson.
Mm-mm.
So he talked to the cameras and he talked about, he considered the idea of, as he was leaving, letting Jackson know that it was mostly a bluff and that he would consider voting for him. Ultimately, he didn't end up doing that. So, you know, who knows what that says. But certainly it doesn't help Nicole if Cliff does that. Cause you know, if there's any chance that Jackson decides later that this is going to be something and he decides to cut Holly for Nicole cause he thinks he can beat Nicole, then it doesn't behoove Cliff to, expose that it was a bluff in any way. Not that that's likely to happen in any way at all.
Can you imagine how thrilling that would be? Man, like, I hate to wish like ill will on Holly, but man, that would be fun to watch. Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Andy, we didn't get to talk to you last week. Did you have a strong take on the vote out Tommy versus vote out Holly debate?
Yeah. And I think that I disagree with you guys. I still very vehemently think that they should have kept Tommy. Like, I'm sorry. I one of them is gone now. Potentially both of them are going to be gone in a week. And I think one or both would still be there on finale night if they had kept Tommy. And I think that's the bottom line of it all. Like,
yep. Mm-hmm.
100%.
Yeah. Certainly was better for Nicole to keep Tommy around.
And like Big Brother is a game of there's some luck thrown in. And I mean, it's just worst case scenario luck wise happened for Cliff this week, but still it's like, I mean, you even heard Tommy in his diary room saying he would have gone to the end with Cliff and Nicole.
I don't think that's canon. I think that he can go out of the house on his high horse, where that if he stays in the game and if for whatever reason that he feels like, oh, I have a better chance against Jackson for whatever reason, I think he would remain self-interested. I don't think he's going to necessarily put...
I still think he would have gone... I think he would have gone after Jackson. I really
100%
do.
100% agree with you.
I think he would have. I really like Tommy. I feel like I think people think Tommy's a little bit more shrewd than he is. I think Tommy is just a pretty genuine, likable, lovable guy. And I think that he was probably speaking the truth there. And like I said, I think that if they would have kept Tommy, at least one of them would have made it to the final two. And now it looks like unless Nicole wins that final HOH, neither one of them are going to make it. So I think it was a mistake.
No, yeah, I mean, I think that Tommy would have gone after Jackson. I think the more pressing question is, would Jackson have gone after Tommy, especially since he told us that he would have gone after Cliff? I personally think he would have actually taken out Cliff if he had still won this veto, which he probably would have. At which point, Nicole is heading to the final three with Tommy and Jackson, which might increase her chances of getting to the final two, but not great for her chances of winning the game necessarily. Certainly, though, I think still a better spot for her in general to take Tommy. But from Cliff's point of view, I really do see the other side of it where, you know, especially if he is anticipating a mental competition at the Final Four veto, like it basically has always been, then him and Nicole have a much better chance at beating Jackson and Holly. If they do at the Final Four, Jackson's gone. They have a really great shot at beating Holly at part three, at the final three HOH. And then they're both in the final two together, which is great for Cliff, especially if Nicole doesn't have a great move on her resume, like breaking up the showmance. So I do think there's still a great case to be made for the move to get rid of Tommy, even though it didn't play out the way that, that Cliff wanted it to.
Yeah.
It'll forever be one of those great Big Brother debates.
Yeah. And Julie, I thought actually was very tough with Cliff tonight. Caitlin, I thought she was Julie, I think definitely felt like big mistake. You should have voted out Holly in that spot. That she
I
was
didn't take it more as like her trying to like shade him. I took it more as like, she was just overall disappointed that he was even
right.
Listen to what the here's one of the questions she asked him about the side, like Cliff, what were you thinking?
In what world would he take Cliff Hogg over his girlfriend to the final two?
Yeah, it makes you wonder.
Julie, I feel like that clip totally, I guess I didn't hear that during the episode. That totally reminded me of on my season when Alyssa went in the double and Alyssa was like, oh, I think McRae voted out Amanda. And Julie was similar. She was like, wait, what? She was like, you think that the showmance voted out the other? No. What are you, what?
Mm-hmm.
So Julie, I feel like, is very pro showmances are going to stick together, so you should break them up.
Remember when I tweeted about season 15 a few months ago and I got dragged through the snow? I was like, I loved season 15. And everyone's like, what?
Yeah. I mean, it
was my first season. I was like, I was like touching on it. Like,
everything. No, girl, believe me, I know. Like,
he was on the season.
Like, people will be like, you're horrible. Like, season 15 is a horrible season. You're horrible. And I'm like, I didn't cast the season. Like, I didn't pick these people. It is not my fault that I was put with them. Like, I'm sorry that they were there. Mm-hmm. But
it's fine, Andy. You were a beautiful winner.
Yeah. Okay. Taryn, anything else from Julie's interview with Cliff that we learned tonight?
I don't think so. I mean, she really just went in on him. With how much love she showed Tommy, it did make me wonder if a little bit of her was like, you should have kept him in there, Cliff. Why'd you get rid of Tommy?
I think you might blame Cliff, Andy, for ruining the season, that having Nicole or Cliff as the winner, I think, would have been maybe the better story for Big Brother.
Or Tommy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like Twitter has just been abuzz with saying that production is cheating for Jackson. And I'm like, in what world does production want Jackson to win? Like,
yeah,
they've got Jackson versus Nicole. Like, they should make like the next competition just like noticing if there are birds around so Nicole can win it. Like, why on earth would they want Jackson to win? Everyone hates Jackson. I feel like they would be much happier with a Nicole win. I don't like, and also I do want to say, everyone was also freaking out about Jackson apparently saying that production was cheating for him. I know exactly what he was talking about. Like, when you ring a buzzer, and Caitlin, you can verify this, there's no ding. Like, there are producers being like, you got it, or you didn't get it.
Like, and just someone's like, okay, you're good. Like,
yeah, they're ringing the buzzer, and I'm sure they were just like, no. And Leon's saying, like, that's what he's referring to, because you don't hear, like, an actual ding of a buzzer.
You know, do you get what he means, guys?
So, that there was a lot of talk about people saying the question was being restated from what I
understand. Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So it's like,
he was getting it wrong. He was getting it wrong. And I'm sure they were just restating the question to him, or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking. There was no way
to hear that. Like you got it right. Yeah. It's like, okay, right. This is again.
Like when you buzz, right. When you buzz in, you'll hear like chatter for a second. They'll be like, boo, boo, boo. And then it's like, Andy, yeah, you won. Yeah. Like
Andy, but this is the age old story of Big Brother. When it's somebody that the fans don't like, they will police every ticky tack. Like, that was done. That person, but the procedure was not done correctly.
Technically, you're not allowed to tell people who you're nominating.
Yes. Start a change.org petition.
Right.
But the fans are just literally so crazy though when it comes down to that, because if we have the majority of thought, right. If we could all sit here and be like, we don't think Mickey's deserving to win, you guys are literally insane if you think that production doesn't think the same.
Mm-hmm.
They think production believes aliens.
If we think that Jackson is an, I still refuse to say Mickey. If we think Jackson is an asshole, so production
also
for
known
sure
as Mickey.
Jackson is an asshole.
Times a million, though.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Guys. When I saw that on Twitter earlier, when I saw someone was like, they're trying to like make him win, I was like, guys, I know firsthand that is literally not it. So like, it's so crazy when I read shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Okay.
Same.
And then just on the other foot, where if it's like a fan favorite's in trouble, it's like, make another veto, change the rules, throw the rule book out the window because we got to fix this so our favorite can stay.
Okay. Yeah.
We have to talk about, we saw so much from the jury tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Andy doesn't know anything about the jury house, and neither does Caitlin.
Wow, yeah. What a great panel.
Yes. Okay. But we got to see, we got a big catch up with the jury segment. Andy, were you missing the jury?
I always actually love the jury segments. And so I also really like a lot, like I like Kat, I like Christy, I like Tommy. So I was excited to see the jury tonight for sure.
Yeah. Okay. And Caitlin, we spent a lot of time with the jury tonight. Like two whole segments in the episode tonight.
It was the best part of the episode.
We saw a lot of catch up with the jury. I mean, we haven't seen them. I think it's been like 3 or 4 weeks since we saw them. The last time we saw them, it was just Sis showing up. It was Jack and Kat, and then Sis ended up showing up there.
Yeah,
so we had a lot of catch up to do. We had Nick arriving at the jury house to mix things up, and boy, what a bombshell we ended up getting tonight, that they teased a surprising couple is going to be in the jury house. I said, I bet it's maybe Kat and Christy. Christy. Taryn, that made some sense, right?
I knew immediately it was Kat and Nick. The way, because I've been talking about it the week that she left, it was really into it, and she was kind of giving it back a little bit, and I was not surprised at all, actually.
So okay. let's just have a little background from my perspective here.
All right,
I come into the home about, I want to say, 6 minutes after the episode begins.
Yeah,
and when we're about to go to the commercial break, and Julie says, "When we come back, you're going to see a surprising new couple develop." I'm like, "Oh, this is interesting," and I guess I had missed something. And Rob goes, yeah, like Christy and Kat. And I looked at him.
That was my guess.
I looked at him like, wait, do you know? Like, I was convinced he like had like background information. I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
manifest
really,
the truth, bro.
We got very intense for a minute. I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, yeah, like you'll see. And then we see the inevitable Kat and Nick. And I have a lot of thoughts about
okay.
that.
All right. Kat and Nick.
I don't know. What do you think about that?
Who, me?
Yeah, do you stand?
I mean, that this guy, Nick, I don't know that... I think we have to get this guy maybe neutered after the show, Andy, that this person, he can't control himself. He has these animal instincts that he's in heat constantly.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's pretty gross. and like, I feel like I've been saying that all season. Like, I was just tweeting it earlier. It's like, I've been like, oh, he's gross. Like, if I were in the house, he would make me uncomfortable. It's clearly he is making people uncomfortable. But other people. Yeah. I mean, obviously not like Kat and Bella.
Right.
But like, but I also just think it's like the fact that he went for like, he went from being on his eviction night being like, Bella, we're together. Like, I can't wait to see you. To like jumping to Kat.
Bella, I like, love you.
I just
love
think,
you.
I just think yeah. he's kind of a scum. I think he's kind of a scumbag. And I think this goes to show that he is.
Justice for Bella, honestly, yeah. because if I were her.
Well, look,
Rob, don't. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that Bella, I remember that there was a lot of people that did not wish great things for Bella after some things that she did this season.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
when
yeah,
it comes to this,
maybe this is justice for Kemi.
Okay. Just listen. No, this has nothing to do with Kemi.
yeah.
Just listen. If I were Bella.
She was mean to Kemi.
But what is it? Okay. Listen. If I were Bella and I were home watching this. Watching someone that you have developed yeah. feelings for, which, guys, let's be honest, this kind of situation did happen to me. So when you go home...
But didn't she dump him like 6 weeks ago when he was trying to hook up with Sis?
But he didn't know
that's
that.
My point. That's yeah. what I'm saying. It's like this is time and time again of her being home, thinking that she's in this relationship with him. And then every single week, every single episode, every single day, there's another development of him just literally throwing that relationship out the window. And yeah. I'm not saying that people don't make mistakes, but like, I'm just saying it's probably very, very difficult for Bella to watch.
Well, and like being in the Big Brother house, sure, Bella was only there for 4 weeks, but like 4 weeks, the amount of time that she spent with Nick, that's like a year of regular people dating. Like it truly is.
Totally.
I mean, you're with people, they were together like 15, I mean, they were even sleeping together. They were together all day, every day. And you're not like, that's not what an average relationship is like. So I'm sure it sucks for her to watch.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I feel really bad.
Yes. Okay. So Taryn, come finale night on Wednesday, who will Nick give the final rose to? Will it be Isabella? Will it be Kat? Or will it be Sis?
You're missing an option.
What about Tommy?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
No, Tommy deserves better.
Wait, has he gone to Fantasy Suites yet?
He's been to the Fantasy Suite. He doesn't stay there for long, but I believe he has been there a few.
Like out of those four, Tommy is the pick. So Tommy deserves better. He can have one of the other three. Who cares?
Yeah,
totally.
So wow. And then I couldn't believe this, that we got to see a producer, Andy, asking Nick a question about his relationship with Kat in the house.
Are you hooking up with anyone in Jerry's house?
I'm not answering that.
Like, that's so and okay.
Yeah,
I understand. I need to just address something really quick.
Because let Caitlin address this.
I know that I'm going to get shit on for this. And I understand that some of you are probably thinking to yourself, who the fuck are you to be commenting on this? I get it. I hear you. I hear you from the computer screens. I fucking get it. I was in a relationship for 5 years. It ended great. That being said, I know what I did was not right. And I therefore can also say that this isn't right. Like, I don't think that this is respectful. I wasn't respectful and this isn't. So just because that happened doesn't mean I can't speak on it now, knowing that I did something wrong. Thank you and good night.
Thank you and good night. Okay.
You live and you learn.
But Andy, that speaks to that Big Brother is burying Nick here. The point where they're showing us that producers are asking him about this.
Right.
He's not answering the question.
When I watched that, I was like, production either hates Nick or hates Bella or hates Bull.
They hate Nick.
They definitely hate Nick. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, yeah, but Nick sucks. So I get it. Like I said, like how we feel about people is probably how production feels times a billion. And so I'm sure we're watching Nick and being like, oh, he's gross.
Yeah.
And production is just like, oh, yep, he's gross. Let's roll with it.
Yeah.
Let's drag him. You've never liked Nick.
I never was a fan. I never got it.
Ahead of the time.
To
be fair, you've never cuddled with him. You've never experienced his feet. His best qualities are unattainable to you at the moment. So
I guess so. I've never been a big fan.
I'm with you, Rob. I don't get it.
Got it.
No.
And I still say, Andy, tell me that he should have gone home and Sam should have stayed that week.
Oh my God. I completely agree.
Duh.
Send it. Yeah.
Although I feel like I've listened to Sam on your show and I truly love Sam, but Sam has some really bad takes.
But better takes than Nick.
Yeah. I don't think Sam would have lasted too much longer, but I still would have much preferred to watch Sam than Nick.
I think that there would have been fun to have,
I agree
with Sam as opposed to Nick. But Taryn that it that wasn't all that Nick was there to do. Christy is going to eventually show up. Jess shows up too. I was like, wait, who's this? I was like, is this Christy showing up?
I wish they would have had a segment of Jess just like watching Kat and Nick making out and being like, I think that like there might be some, I'm not sure, but like
I can't believe Nicole did this. This is ridiculous. I don't know why Nicole did this.
I knew nothing. That was a good clip.
You guys, I'm actually kind of one of my very good friends in Chicago. His sister is best friends with Jess. And so like, I will definitely be meeting Jess.
Andy, you very and soon after this.
Yeah. I think Jess is going to be fun.
So Christy comes in and then Nick is such a douche Christy. Also, like if he wasn't enough of a douche with that, all of the hooking up, because also just remember, like we live in a world where, okay, Bella's already dumped Nick. Nick does not seem to have knowledge of this. Like Nick still believes he's in a relationship with Bella, right?
Right. Well, does he at this point?
My cousin texted me before and was like, do you think that production told Nick? And I was like, there's literally no way that they would have done that.
No way.
No, like, no there's way. Not a shot in hell. So no, I don't think he has any idea. And he doesn't know.
Right. It's not like the thing where that he won HOH and now that they're not putting pictures of her or anything like that.
Like, I feel like so... them warning players now, apparently that's a thing. Like, is that actually a thing or is that just like fan speculation? Like people say they went into the diary room and got like warned about something. That is definitely not a thing that happened for my cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
talk about this later.
Yeah. No, they told Jackson and Jack about specific comments they were making. They were like, you got to shut that down. Like, that's not okay.
Okay.
And so that was the warning is basically,
Yeah. But not warning like, hey, right. Isabella dumped you.
Right.
But do you think is Nick maybe saying Taryn like, yo, Isabella's definitely dumped me by now.
If they were going to tell Nick.
No, he's deduced this.
If they were going to tell Nick.
I'm on the live feeds. I'm definitely dumped, bro.
They probably would have told him while he was like, or like hinted at it to him while he was in the house.
Right.
Here's the thing about Nick is that he initially went for Sis. Sis turned him down, and so he turned to Bella. And throughout that entire time, it definitely felt like if Sis ever decided that she changed her mind, then Nick would also change his mind. And then the cat thing happened, and I think regardless of what Bella is doing, whether or not he's broken up, I think he sees this as his opportunity to go in a different direction.
Yo, I had an arrangement with like four people in the house, and that's different. That I never had a handshake agreement with Isabella.
I think Nick is like super threatened by Christy. Like, I don't...
Oh, 100%.
It is so obvious.
Nick was so horrible to
her.
Andy, and I follow you on Twitter, Andy. I know you have been a season-long Christy defender. And you stand her. I feel like I've been a Christy defender. I know the viewers have hated her, but I feel like it was a good hate.
Yeah, well, and she was fun. Like, she wasn't... Hate. Yeah, but it's like... This interaction between Nick and Christy just goes to show how bad of a player Nick was and how good of a player Christy was. Like Christy, I'm sorry, Nick, like what he was saying to Christy was good gameplay. Like he was mad at her for good gameplay. And then she was just like, hey, why you're mad at me? That exactly that correct reason is why I did what I did, because it was my only choice. It was my only good move to make. You should respect that and not be mad at me. And the fact that Nick didn't see that goes to show, like I said, what a bad...
Why did you have to blow up your friend's game just because you were going home?
Like, I thought Christy explained herself so logically. And sure, like, Christy cried and she was emotional, but still, like, at her core, she was a good game player that got it most of the time. She had her finger on the pulse of the house, and it just sounded like Nick did not when they were... Yeah. Speaking tonight. Yeah.
I think you guys are reading this wrong. I think that the real problem here is that it was Taco Tuesday and Christy just ruined Taco Tuesday. And Taco Tuesdays are very important. Tacos are great. Tuesdays are great. Right. And Christy just ruined the whole thing. And that's pretty unforgivable.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
That's why that's why Nick was so salty from the
well, and one of my favorite things that players do is like when they were getting ready to evict Nick, they were just like, we're evicting you because you're a mastermind. Like, you're going to win this whole thing.
Yeah.
If we keep you around, you are so good at this game. And like, I remember like watching them saying that to him and being like, oh man, like, they don't actually think this, right? It's like, it makes me think back to season 19 when everyone would be like, Alex, you are truly a gamer. You are. And I would be like, she voted wrong once by accident. Like, she doesn't know what she's doing. And so it's like, it's like, yeah, I mean,
Raven, if I don't get you out now, you're right. Gonna this whole thing.
Yeah. Okay. Caitlin.
Yes, Rob.
What are we giving the chances of Nick and Kat outside of the house? Could this be a thing? Could this last?
Listen, my views on love have changed drastically over the years. And I feel as though even though I was a huge hopeless romantic at one point in my life, and maybe about 30% of me still is, I take age into consideration. I take in just a lot of things into consideration. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say, no, this will not last.
This will not last.
Do I think Annalise and Jack will last? No, I do not.
No.
I still think they have a better chance than Kat and Nick.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Absolutely. Here's the final, Andy. Andy, do you think that Holly and Jackson Mickey, do you think Holly will turn into Holly Mickey, yes or no now?
Yes. I think they'll last longer than any of the other ones.
Wow.
Well, hold on. Longer than any of the other ones? I mean,
I don't think any of them have too much potential, but I feel like Holly is so deeply, deeply invested in Mickey. Like, she's like a different person than she was a month ago.
Okay. So many factors here.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Here's the outcome. If Holly wins, and she's already said this, Jackson, you know I'm going to take care of you. You know it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know it's okay. And he's going to be like, I can't believe you took $500,000 from me. No, it's going to be okay because I'm going to take care of you. If Jackson wins, it's going to be, look, I've got to be selfish for the first time in my life.
I have no bird. I have no bush.
They're for sure going to move in together. Oh my
Mama
God.
Mama says.
They're going to move in together and become influencers for sure.
They're going to be like Tyler and Angela.
Only if she wins, though. I don't see it. I think that if he wins and he gets confetti, I think they're broken up by the weekend, Andy.
By Vegas? I'll give you the inside too. Let's see if he's flirting with me. Didn't he have a thing for me for 5 minutes?
Okay. He did.
All right. Well,
until Jack shut it down.
Don't break up
this happy relationship, Caitlin.
I think that Kat knows what she's doing, and I think she knows that showmances get screen time, and I think she like thinks that Nick and her getting a showmance with Nick will give her screen time. And I think when she realizes that everyone hates Nick, she's gonna be like,
I wonder if Holly will feel similarly with Jackson because I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
But still, it feels like Holly has like, I think Kat's is much more superficial. Holly seems so like deep rooted.
I don't know. It's fucking weird, man.
I will say this about Kat and Nick. I don't think it's a coincidence that Nick got America's Prankster and then the Kat situation happened.
I'm
you think he went back into the jury house and said, yo, America loves me. Yeah. He's like, okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I that helped his case.
America hated Christy so much that they gave Nick the prank. Man, okay.
And he still thinks America loves him. He thinks he's in the jury house right now as America's favorite. Now he's got the girl. He can do no wrong. He's riding high right now.
Like, did America truly, like, I feel like they hated Christy more than they would have much rather had what we have now than like Nicole, Cliff, Christy, and Tommy. I just don't get it.
Look, they didn't like Christy.
Which is, I mean, sad.
I agree.
She was fine. Sis and Jack, real quick, that Kayla, I noticed that Sis talked about how her and Jack are doing great. Their relationship has really gone. Jack did not seem to mention anything about the relationship with Sis.
Didn't pick up on that.
Does anyone really care about this?
Rob, I don't give a shit.
What about Sis's dumb hat, Andy?
I love the hat work.
Yeah, why was she like Indiana Jones?
I don't know. I just really don't care about her at all. I think she's one of the most boring people that's ever been on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just flash forward to like legit 2 months from now where like Andy comes and visits me in LA and Annalise just like happens to be at the bar and he's gonna be like, I literally loved you so much. And then I'm gonna be like, she was so dumb. And then we're gonna laugh about it in the corner.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's me at every event that I ever go to.
Andy. Oh, never mind. We'll talk about it later.
Come on. You can't just like out there.
No, Andy, I just want to say she's literally so stupid.
Okay.
We had a moment about, I walked up to Caitlin and I was like, this person. And she was like, yeah, she's very stupid.
She's so
this is a Big Brother contestant.
We'll just say, yeah.
Okay, so you met a Big Brother contestant and you guys...
She's like, what are you thinking? I was like, so dumb. Like, so, so stupid.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Taryn. Oh, Tommy showed up. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wait, we have to talk about Christy going... I don't feel Tommy energy.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. That was good.
And then he walked in and she goes, I really swear I didn't feel his energy. Amazing.
I also loved Christy with the tapes. Like, I cannot even watch this right now. I cannot even watch this right now.
Yeah, she had to cry during
casting of the season by far.
Yeah.
She's such good TV.
And she knew she had the right answer, Andy, and she changed it. It wasn't meant to be.
That wasn't
why she was put on this Big Brother house. It wasn't meant to be.
I do love her.
I'm obsessed with her. Like, I am going to actively befriend her after the season. I really like her.
Yeah.
Let's all go on a cruise.
Okay.
Okay. So here comes
manifested.
Here comes Tommy, and Tommy says, okay, I need to talk to Christy right away, and ends up telling her about what was going on because he had to disown her.
Wait.
Yes.
Can I say something? Yeah. All I want to say is, yet again, me defending her fans were like, she is so insane. She's so unstable. She is going to spill the beans immediately when she gets to the jury house. And I was like, no, she's not. She's a good player. No, she's not. And I would like to say yet again that I was right.
I thought she would have. I thought she would have. No. She did say, I'm dying to tell everybody.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. Okay. So they end up telling everybody, Tara, I didn't know they went to elementary school together also.
Yeah, they had gone to elementary school together, and then I don't think they'd like really been in contact after that until she started dating his aunt. So
yeah, I don't remember hearing that.
But that's why people started saying, oh, they're childhood friends, because they went to the same elementary school. I think one of them mentioned it in the exit interview with Julie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did they? I don't remember hearing that. Okay.
I don't recall.
It might have been the extended interview.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Big Brother build. What did Big Brother build them as? Childhood friends?
No, yeah. they build it as like she dated his aunt. That okay. Yeah.
They build it as oops, casting messed up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
So we also just got some talk from the jury house as well, Taryn, and we saw some people talking up Nicole.
Yes. You know, Christy in particular, I saw a little bit of it from Jess, mm-hmm. but it doesn't count.
Yeah.
It felt genuine from Jess, because here's the thing. We saw a video from Jess earlier from around, I think, the same time, where she was saying that she didn't respect that her biggest regret in the game was not taking Nicole out because she's a mole. And it really seemed like she didn't like it. And then in this interview with Jess, she was like, yeah, we're finding out more things about Nicole. And it seems like she's really been playing some things, playing the game really hard as I'm learning things, which I think is good overall for Nicole, but I'm not convinced that Jess is pro Nicole from this interview.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, I mean, it seemed like there were some definite positive things for Nicole. Nick was happy when she won something. Christy was defending her. Tommy was defending her to some degree, even though he also was saying that he felt like it was a mistake to take him out, which I do think will hurt her with Tommy. Tommy, I feel like, will be the most influential juror. And so I was really trying to hone in on what his thoughts were.
I mean, I think that you can look at these jury segments, especially this late in the game, and you really see who production thinks is going to win. Like, production, most of the jury clips were about, or like the like talking heads about a possible winner who they were going to vote for were of Nicole and Jackson. Mm-hmm. There was a little bit for Holly and literally nothing for Cliff.
There was one comment about Holly. That
right. Was, there was one was comment for Holly from Jack. And at the end of it, he was like, so that's what I can say for that.
Right,
like,
right.
Like they were, yeah, like they were forcing him to say something about Holly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I feel like my season, I remember watching it back and like, a lot of them were about me, and then there were a couple about Gina Marie and like none about Spencer. And it's just like, I feel like you, that's like kind of what you, like, I remember thinking to myself, like, oh, production at this point thought I was going to win, you know, like.
My gut is telling me Holly's going to win.
Holly's going to, well.
No, Caitlin, your gut's wrong, okay. I think.
No, what Jack said was about, well, she's had her fair share of moves. She's had her fair share.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like she won 2 HOHs. Okay, so did Nicole and Jackson won more than that.
I want to hear from you why you sound very confident tonight that Holly will not win the game.
I think Holly versus Nicole wins. I really think so. Holly versus Jackson. I mean, if the jury hates Jackson so much, but I think they'll respect him. I really do.
Yeah, there was a comment that Nick made. And now I obviously Holly knew Kat from before the game. So I right. expect Kat to be fully, fully pro Holly right. all the time. And now that Nick is involved with Kat, I also kind of expect Nick to be pro Holly. And Nick did say that, oh, Holly's going to win the game. And Nick also said that, man, this guy, like he's just winning a bunch of comps. And Tommy responded to that by saying, oh, he's not just great at comps. Right. Like Tommy was defending like, no, this guy is good at all.
And yet again, I mean, you're talking about Nick who sucks at the game and Tommy who's good at it. And so maybe yeah. Nick will throw a vote to Holly. And all the smart people will vote for Jackson.
Yeah. And by the end of it, Nick was like, this guy's the greatest player. Right. And you know that like Kat was shooting daggers at that point and Kat's going to get to work on him again. But I do feel like there is probably a sentiment there that seems like it does respect Jackson. And that's what I was looking for Tommy. And it did seem like Tommy was defending Jackson, even though that move was really against him. And that really speaks a lot, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to need the show to end.
What, this podcast or the...
No, oh. never this podcast. No, just this whole, like, I'm so, like, just...
What was it like watching it for the first time after being on it, Caitlin?
Andy, is this... Are you the interviewer?
Yeah.
Good question.
You know what? Thought it would be weirder.
Yeah.
Wasn't. It was so normal.
I think it's just slightly less fun. Like you kind of know the ins and outs of it. And you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, no.
It loses a little bit of magic.
Andy, it's great practice. That's all I'll say for that. I believe that I will be winning the show.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I like that.
I sat here with geniuses every Thursday night. I was
picked up so much.
Although I didn't say much, I heard a lot and I listened and
absorbed
I heard
it.
And I absorbed. And I'm a sponge. And when I get back in there, I will just be spewing out all the facts.
Well, you know who your number one fan is going to be. I will be your defender all season.
You will die for me. And I know you will. And
people will be complaining all season long that I'm biased toward you. It'll be ridiculous.
All I know is that I'm going to come back here and I'm going to think that you guys were supporting me all season long. And then I'm going to find one podcast maybe one day where Rob has some snotty little thing to say about my attitude or a gameplay decision. And we're going to have words.
Yeah.
You show up at my backyard interview. You better be honest with me and tell me all the shit you said.
Yeah. Well, did you see that Cliff talked about our podcast game?
That's very exciting that Cliff spoke about
it. Well, Cliff talked about that he was doing, I don't know if it was his fine, before he signed off from his Cliff notes, that he did talk about how that, you know, he's given lots of shout outs to Taryn and Brent Walgama.
Brent Walsamott, I think it was.
He could have just said Brent. I think he forgot Brent's last name. It's been a long summer. And Melissa. And he talked about how that one of his favorite Robin's podcast episodes is that when Caitlin had to do the puzzle, I had to tune in that night to see what they were going to say about Caitlin when she couldn't put that puzzle together.
Yeah. I mean, Andy,
you needed to see what was going to happen.
I'm sure it was an exciting time for everyone on the.
It truly was. My roommate and I'll never forget. We were just jumping up and down, literally screaming.
Mm-hmm. It was hard for everyone.
It was a rough night. We were all very sad. Okay.
Look where we are now.
Yeah. All right. Before we jump into the question site, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are our friend over at Rothy's. And Caitlin, I think that this Rothy's is right up your alley.
Really?
Because they are the company that makes stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles. They're insanely comfortable and machine washable. I feel like that this is like right up your alley.
It actually is. That's cute.
The everyday flat for life on the go, stylish and versatile. They go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. And since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. There's zero break-in period with these shoes. And Rothy's comes with free shipping and free exchanges and returns. No risk, no worries, no reason not to try. Nicole loves her Rothy's. That they're great. Throw them right in the washing machine, and they are made from these recycled plastic water bottles. In fact, Rothy's has diverted 25 million water bottles from landfills. Caitlin, when we were in New York last week, when I was at Nicole's house, that her dad buys so many bottled water, and he has like a whole garbage can filled with water bottles. And I look at it and I said, boy, that's a lot of waste. It's a good thing Rothy's is turning these into amazing flats for women and girls. And another major bonus that they're manufactured in a zero waste factory, and they ship directly in the shoebox. No unnecessary packaging either. They're the feel good flats in more ways than one. So check out all the amazing styles available right now at Rothy's.com/Rob. Go to Rothy's.com. That's Rothy's.com. Caitlin, do you need a pen?
No, I'm actually putting it in my phone.
Okay. Rothy's.com/Rob to get your new favorite flats, comfort, style, and sustainability. These are the shoes you've been waiting for. Head to Rothy's.com/Rob today. All right. I want to start to bring in some questions.
Please.
But Andy, was there anything else about tonight or the season as a whole that, I mean, I feel like that you've had so many interesting, like, I don't always agree with everything that you say on Twitter about the season, but I always feel like that you have a take and it's always interesting.
Well, thank you. Hopefully you agree with most of it. I think we've covered a lot of it. I think this has been a very, very thrilling second half of the season. There's been no one steering the boat, and I like that. And I mean, now towards the end, we've got Jackson a little bit, but for a long time, I felt like it was anyone's game to win, and I thought it was really fun to watch.
Okay. All right, let's take some questions here. Let's start with Trevor as a question. Question for Andy. What's the better prize for winning? Is it the $500,000 or is it the confetti, Andy?
Well, Trevor.
Confetti for fourth place. Boy wants confetti.
And he really does. Well, if you go back and watch my season, you will see that I messed up and missed the confetti. So... the confetti went off before I got outside. So I didn't really get a confetti cannon. And I just did not study my winners enough. I feel like every winner just like would run out and leave the second place person. I like grabbed hands with Gina Marie and like walked her out with me. So not only did I not get confetti, I also walked out with Gina Marie. And so I just didn't really get it.
Andy,
big mistake. Rookie mistake.
You bring up Gina Marie. Does she have any connection to Tommy or Christine?
Yeah,
or?
She knows Tommy.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Yeah. So, just another person.
And production. Yeah. Yeah, production was cheating with Gina Marie to get Tommy to fifth. I can confirm that.
Yes. Okay. All right. The truth comes out. All right. Let's take a question from TJ Cliffy. Oh, why is Julie being harder on Cliff than half the house guests? I'm confused.
She was just disappointed.
Do you think she could have been hard on Annalise? Annalise wouldn't have been able to answer her question if she was hard on her.
Yeah, like she.
Same with Jess.
Exactly. She knew that he could handle it, and she was just upset.
I really think that she wanted Cliff and Nicole to do it, to pull this 100%, out.
Of course she did.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
I think she's mad with a lot of the fan base that like the move that Cliff and Nicole made ended up making it so either they won or Jackson Holly won, as opposed to either they won or Tommy won, which would have been a much more preferable option. Also, Cliff's being a bit hypocritical in the house with his reasoning about why he's being so bitter, and I think he deserves a little bit of the heat for that as well.
Andy, do you think that Julie Chen Moonves has like a burner account that she goes on Twitter and like drags the Big Brother contestants she doesn't like?
No, I do not whatsoever. I think she goes in before the live show and just gets prepped a little bit. I think she knows what's going on, but I think she leaves the studio and does not think about the show for a second.
No, I disagree, Andy. I feel like that this season she has seemed very invested, and maybe there's a reason that she's not. She doesn't have any of the other jobs that she used to have, but I think she seems very invested in the season.
I mean, I think she's invested in the show, but
more so than usual.
Yeah, I actually would agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's funny. I got such a limited encounter with Julie. I feel like over anybody else, I didn't get an exit interview. And then because my cast was so horrible, I didn't get to go on the talk. And so I didn't, I remember the producers apologized. They were like, we know that you of any winner in the history of the show would be so excited to go on the talk because you love all those people and you're a pop culture person. They were like, we're sorry. You didn't do anything wrong, but your cast just ruined it for you. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh my God. That is so sad.
Yeah.
But, so I feel like I don't really know Julie all that well, but I mean, I do agree that she seems like she has been more invested this season.
Okay. Would you agree with that? Was she invested in your season?
I'm not going to lie. I thought she was invested in me and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
She was very up in arms when we chatted.
Well, I think that, nobody could believe what was going on that night.
That's nothing to do with me. Maybe it was just my stupidity. Moving on.
Let's take a question from Felipe's Fright Nights.
Wow.
When Julie said part one of the final HOH plays out in its entirety Sunday, could we expect a live shorter comp Q&A may be mental, or do you think that just a recorded edited for time endurance comp, hoping for the former? Now Taryn, it looked like that I was expecting a recap of the recap coming up on Sunday night, and maybe we still get that, but Julie talked about how that she was going to be part of the Sunday night show,
right.
And then I believe that they were inviting back the final four contestants It's only three.
Yeah, the final three.
Final three.
Yeah.
They don't have back four.
Who got fourth last season?
It's Angela.
Angela.
Oh yeah.
Angela.
I wasn't sure if you were doing a bit.
They didn't have her. They didn't have. She's not. She's
no.
not.
No.
They should have had the whole final four. That's weird that they'd only have three.
Why? It's the final three.
Okay. It's the final three for the final three.
It's weird. Okay.
Oh Rob, are you okay?
Yeah. So Andy, it does seem like that this is a break in the format of the show that we're doing something different here on Sunday night.
Yeah, I mean, but no one likes the recap episode, so I'm kind of glad they're doing something different. Who cares?
Wait, did you see that Jess tweeted about the round table? Is she doing it?
Who?
Jessica Nixon.
Why would she do the round table?
She said, does anybody have any questions for the round table?
I think that I'd be surprised.
Hold on. Wait. What?
Taryn,
she
tweet this out.
She seems like a lovely human. I mean, she's a terrible,
the best,
terrible
I think,
brother player.
From right here.
How on earth could she possibly give advice to them?
I don't think that. I think that is.
There's no way.
One way or another, she's coming for Dr. Will's spot here, because either she's hosting the round table or she's doing the thing where she trolls people about hosting the round table.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like Dr. Will hosted the round table because he's like, oh, I'm one of the best players to ever play the game. Jessica evicted Ramses. What? I'm not trying to sound like a jerk. That's crazy, right?
Jessica evicted Ramses.
That is such a slap in the face to like every good player.
He was a threat.
Ramses is a threat.
Yeah, and I can tell you that right before this podcast started, I saw a tweet from Daniel Reyes saying, "I would love to host the jury roundtable. I was a finalist and a jury member. This is a no-brainer, CBS."
What? Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna lie. As much as I love a lot of people in the Big Brother community, can everyone like chill with that? Like, I see I see a lot of on my Twitter things
about
like,
what?
Bring me back.
Put me back. Yeah.
Like, missed opportunity if you don't do this. And I just think it's a little like,
I'm just going to tweet like, F this. I never want to come back. Shut up. And I'll be back. Yeah.
I think if anyone has the right to do it, it's Daniel Reyes.
Yeah. I'm truly not trying to like shit on Jessica Graff, but I feel like that's a stupid choice to do the round table.
Yeah.
Like, she wasn't even on the jury, right?
Right.
How could she? That would be the first round table she had ever attended.
I know firsthand
that this is a really important decision because.
I routinely feel like, I get that I was on like the controversial season.
I can't imagine that's the case.
But like, I routinely feel like the show is like trolling me and just like inviting back people just to like get under my skin. And I feel like this would just be the ultimate instance. I would just be like, yeah, I've never once been invited back, but this is happening. Okay. Got it. Cool. Mm-hmm. I'm not bitter at all.
It's so sick that you haven't been invited back. It makes me physically ill.
Okay. All right. Let's take another question for Andy. Andy, which Nick is your favorite Nick? Nick Juhas or Nick Macaroni? That's not his last name, is it?
I had no idea that was his last name. Can I like plead the
Nick from this season is Nick Macaroni?
Macaroni?
I'm pretty sure that's not the case.
No, who's Nick Macaroni?
It's spelled macarone. I don't know how to pronounce it actually. I don't think it's pronounced macaroni.
Okay, well I'll answer this question as best I can. I wish I could pick Nick from season 8, but since he's not an option, I'm gonna pick Nick Juhas. Just because he's not as gross. He kept to himself. He didn't bother me a lot. He slept a lot. He wouldn't be like all over me. I would pick Nick Juhas.
Yeah. What did Jean Marie say about him? He's a really neat guy. What did she say about him?
What didn't she say about him, Rob?
She loved him.
Yeah.
She loved him.
Remember?
I loved him. I loved her so much, but like, I'm not joking where it was like, I thought that her obsession with him was so crazy, but like, I was just like, oh, my fate is in this woman's hands. I would have to be like, oh my God, he was such a perfect guy. Like, I loved him so much. You know, I would have to like walk on eggshells around her about him. And I mean, he was there for 2 weeks.
Remember, it was like part of the season, like, oh, they're going to go on a date after.
Yeah.
Wait, did they ever hook up?
After the show, I actually truly have no idea.
Also,
I wish I cared.
A few moments ago, you can go back and watch this at your own time. I started laughing to myself because I started thinking about the story you told me from when you were in the Big Brother house and your wake up song with the Christmas thing.
Oh, Christmas, my Christmas shoes wake up morning. One of my favorite memories that we'll never get to see.
Can you please tell the story?
I mean, I just talked all the time about how the song Christmas Shoes was my favorite. When I was HOH, I would just talk about the song Christmas Shoes was my favorite song of all time.
Do you guys know that song?
It's a sad song.
Yeah, it's a sad song. It's a very sad Christmas song. And it was mid-August. And one morning, because they would like play music to wake us up in the morning. One morning they played it to wake us all up. And I made everyone like gather around and listen to it. And it made Helen cry.
Wait, but there's so much more to the story. Because when you wake up in the morning, first of all, no one wants to get up unless like a great song is playing. And then everyone starts like dancing and stuff. So to hear like Christmas Shoes, and then Andy said he like pulls everyone out of bed.
Oh yeah, I was like, get up now! Yeah.
In the living room on the couch, and he had been talking up the song all summer, and people were like, I don't know what the song is, and then to like listen to the lyrics about like death and like on Christmas and just like the saddest.
It was very on brand for me.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Let's take a question from Joey. Says, do you think there's a way that Nicole gets to the final two other than winning the final HOH herself? AKA, do you think there's a universe where either Jackson or Holly takes her? Is there a chance of this a John party cutting Netta-esque moment to this season?
I mean, a minuscule chance that this idea that Cliff and Nicole are both votes against Jackson and that he won't get Kat because Kat knew Holly, and with Kat probably goes Jess, who probably wouldn't vote for a guy anyway. And he can't know the Kat and Nick are a thing. But at the very least, he's very concerned about the fact that Holly can beat him. Maybe there's a chance that that gets in his head enough that if it's him versus Nicole in part three, maybe he makes a deal with Nicole. Hey, we'll take each other. And maybe he honors that, but it's such a small, small chance. I would prefer to just say no, but okay. Yeah.
So if it's maybe a 0% chance and a 1% chance that, yeah. Who's the one and who's the zero?
I don't think there's any way Holly cuts Jackson, especially now that she thinks she beats him. But maybe less than 1% chance that Jackson takes Nicole.
Okay. All right. Let's take a question from Cole. It says, can we really rely on what the jurors said about each player's game to gauge where they stand for voting for the winner? It sounded like they were told to give positive and negative reviews about everybody's game. Caitlin, can we trust what we hear from the jury?
Yeah. Why wouldn't we?
No, I agree. I think no, because I think they probably they said positive and negatives for everybody.
Mm-hmm. But they still meant what they said on.
Right. I agree with that. But still, it's like if it sounded like one of them was leaning towards Nicole per se, they could have said something equally as strong for Jackson and they just didn't show it.
Right.
The thing I try to look for the most with the jury segments is the relationships that are forming inside of the jury. Right. Because people who develop relationships in the jury tend to vote together. And so something like Kat and Nick, if they are a thing, then, and we know where Kat's vote lies, that is indicative of where Nick's vote may lie. So stuff like that is what I try to look for the
that
most.
Wasn't the case. It's not always the case.
It's not always the case. No.
Yeah.
So for instance, Haley, flipping her vote.
Yeah. Right.
What about the opposite of that? That should we be looking at if Nick and Christy hate each other? Could they land on voting for the same person?
I think it's possible. I think it is another barrier. So if Christy is pumping up Jackson and saying Jackson played super well, then and Nick's in a relationship with Kat who's saying, no, it's Holly, that I think that is going to be pretty influential over Nick's ultimate decision, especially if he's like, I didn't respect your game, Christy, and she's trying to get respect onto Jackson's game. He might start to equate the fact that if he respects Jackson's game, maybe he needs to start respecting Christy's game, especially because she's the one that's advocating for it. And she's probably going to tie that in because she has her own agenda when she's talking to Nick and she wants him to respect her game. And so it does. I think it makes it more difficult for somebody like Nick in this spot to vote for Jackson under those circumstances.
Yeah. Andy, I'm always interested in the couple of weeks after the Big Brother season is always a lot of fun when the house guests get back on social media Who do you think? Can you make any predictions about the house guests that are going to be received? Jack should just delete all social media.
But yeah.
Who else do you think it might have a hard time on these social media streets?
A hard time?
Yeah.
Holly.
Holly.
I think Holly's just very insecure. And I think that she's not going to like reading a lot of the bad stuff that people have said about her. I mean, which is sad. I want to tell people not to say bad things about her. Cause I think that she is going to have a hard time seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I think Christy will have a good sense of humor about it all. I think that Jackson might be a little offended by it. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, he doesn't seem like a guy with a great sense of humor.
I feel like he's not good at poking. Look at the people who can laugh at themselves. And I think those are the people that are going to have an okay time, and the people that can't are not going to. I almost think Jack will be okay. I feel like Jack, I could see Jack apologizing and then just being I was a huge tool and a huge asshole. And I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? Even in his exit interview with Julie, he seemed to have some self-reflection about it all. And I don't know. Maybe I think more so than Jackson.
Does that sound like the Jack that we know, Taryn?
I think that Jack will be in full PR mode. I think that's what he's going to try. Whereas I think Jackson I think Jackson will be as well, but I think Jackson will struggle more than Jack does, especially because Jack has had a full couple of months now to prepare himself. Whereas Jackson theoretically is thinking that, you know, I'm going to be the winner and it's going to be great. And, you know, people are going to like me and Holly and stuff like that. Where when Jackson comes out, it's going to be a shock to his system, I think. And he's going to, if he's not smart about it, then he might, you know, overreact at first and get into a mode where he's defensive and it's hard to get out of that mode. And so.
Caitlin, you're so tapped into the Big Brother world. So do you think that there is going to be somebody that you're going to be great friends with from these people that are still in sequester?
Great friends?
Yes.
I think I'll be friends with Tommy. I think I'll be like friends with Christy.
That's it? What about Nicole?
Obviously, that goes without saying.
Avi.
Cliff obviously goes without saying. I actually think that, That's it.
Was that a bad question?
No, it was a good question. Okay.
All right.
I thought you seemed
like a little bit like you stupid idiot.
No, never. I just also like don't know. It's like some people can surprise you, so I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm open to relationships and friendships with anyone.
You're open to it.
Of course, you know me.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this question from Maddie PXP. Isn't it interesting how Holly wanted to be seen as her own character, yet Julie has pretty much exclusively referred to her as only his girlfriend on the live shows for the past few weeks? Could this be shade? Is Julie not a Holly fan? What do you think? Is Julie Chen Moonves not feeling like Holly is a strong, independent woman who is mixed up with a bad guy?
I think we will find out soon. Julie like doesn't hold back in her interviews about the house guests when the season's over. She like, or even when the season's going on, she will like tell her mind.
Yeah.
Like, have you ever read her in like her interview? I read her
in the oral history of Dan's funeral.
Yeah.
And she wasn't pulling any punches there.
Oh man, that was such a good read. Oh my God.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I always like what she has to say in interviews.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I don't think production loves Holly.
No, I agree.
They straight up told her that they don't think she's funny and she curses them out all the time. So,
hey, do you want to hear what I heard? Guys, don't tell anyone.
Okay.
I heard that she went into the diary room. Guys, you really can't tell anyone. No tagging.
I'm really good at keeping secrets.
Yeah, me too.
Guys, I heard that she went into the diary room one of the times she won HOH and was literally like, requesting like Lululemon leggings. Like if anybody like understands like just how much one pair of Lululemon leggings are, they're about like $115. She's like, can I get Lululemon? Like being so serious. And apparently she's the girl that literally goes into the diary room every day asking for wine every single day. And like,
that's why she's Pinot Noir.
You can make totally. And you can make requests. Like you can, no one's stopping you from going in there, but like, they're also like,
I'd like 19 watermelons.
It's fucking annoying for production. Like they're just like, okay, great. Like, thank you for telling us, but like, we're not going to necessarily listen to what you want. Like we'll give it to you when we have people on staff to whatever. She just requests apparently like the bougiest stuff, like very
expensive, so maybe it's
she requested Ray-Bans at one point.
So Jackson goes in the diary room and requests like $2 watermelons and like boxes of cereal, and I'm like, all right, let's
cater to him.
Right.
She was literally asking for like an hour.
Even the Jackson stuff makes me mad though. Like I tweeted about this before. It's like, I love crackers. They're my snack of choice. And I don't like Triscuits. And they would always give us Triscuits. And I would go in and be like, can we please have any other cracker but Triscuit? And they never fucking once gave me a cracker other than Triscuit. And I was very easy to production. I never caused any trouble. Like, I was such an easy house guest to deal with. Why couldn't you give me different crackers?
I think that Jackson has cracked the code. I think that that they don't reward nice, easygoing house guests.
Maybe I should have been naughty and they like crackers.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, Andy.
Right. I've learned my lesson. Okay. If I ever go back, they're in for it.
Say, I'm not putting my microphone back on until I get my crackers.
Until I get my goldfish.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing the Beatles catalog in the backyard the rest of the day.
If I don't get reduced at Ritz.
Yeah. Okay. This is a question from Katie. Wants to know, if Jackson wins, will he be the most disliked winner of Big Brother? Impossible, right, Andy?
Yeah, well, I would hope not. I don't want anyone to take my title, Rob. I don't know. I mean, who are our disliked winners? We've got Maggie, we've got me.
I actually feel like, and Taryn, you tell me if how you feel about this. I think that as time goes by, if Jackson wins, I think he'll be remembered as a great winner of Big Brother. I don't think that he'll be remembered as a hated person.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I think that to the casual fans, I think he'll still be kind of hated, but I think it's like the people that respect the game will be like, yeah, he's a good winner. He deserves it.
Oh, he was so great in competitions. He ate watermelons all the time. Like, right.
Truly, it's like, even for me, I very rarely, I joke about it, but I very rarely get hate anymore. And I get a lot of people like saying they respect my game now.
Honestly, Jackson, I hate that I'm about to say this.
What?
Like, he should win.
He should win.
Yeah.
I mean, Nicole should win.
Jackson should win. If Jackson's sitting in the final two against anyone, he should win. But like, what I'm hoping happens is I want Nicole to win that final three HOH and evict him.
Yeah. Yes. But like, he really is a tough cookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what my mom used to say about me when I play soccer. She'd be like, you were such a tough cookie. Meanwhile, I'd be like defense and like fucking it up for the whole team.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Who's Amber Smith?
Yeah, let's take a question from Amber Smith. I was curious myself because she's verified. Amber Smith. She's the Spectrum News Kentucky anchor and reporter. Maybe she
set you up with Winston.
Yeah, well, maybe she's Brent's local news reporter, and she has unsolicited Big Brother and Bachelor commentary from Amber Smith. what were your takeaways from the jury segment? Who does it seem like the jury will lean towards in each final two scenario? All right, let's real quick.
Okay.
Jackson and Holly. Andy says that it's going to be Jackson. Taryn, are you feeling like it's Holly?
I'm leaning slightly more Jackson now after the jury segment.
I'm feeling a split sitch.
A split, but one has to win.
Yeah, there's 9 people voting, Caitlin.
Is there? I'm feeling it'll be Jackson by a vote.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's
gonna be more of a blowout for Jackson. Yeah. I really do.
Okay. And then
Caitlin, you stop there.
Okay, Nicole and Jackson.
Oh god.
Nicole and Jackson.
Nicole will be victorious.
I think Nicole, maybe.
I think if Jackson beats Holly, he also beats Nicole. And I don't think, and it's like, it's weird because like, how do they get there? Does Nicole win and take Jackson, or does Jackson cut Holly?
Yeah, it's not going to come to Jackson and Nicole, but like, it's just not.
Never say never. This has been a crazy season. This couple could get into a fight over God knows what in the next couple of days. Don't say never.
Okay, my apologies.
If you told me before the season that Nick was gonna have get with 3 different women in the house,
he's not even hot.
I think
he's kind of cute. Like, I don't love his personality, but I think he's a little cute.
Whatever. I saw him in person; wasn't impressed.
I think if Jackson cuts Holly for Nicole,
then Jackson wins.
I think Nicole has a better chance if Jackson cuts Holly, because I think that Nicole might get some credit for that. Like, what did Nicole say to get Jackson to a victory?
And Nicole can be Holly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope
so. Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's take this question from Pamela. Pamela says, did Jackson make a mistake by not letting Holly be evicted and nullifying the cat vote, having a built-in cheerleader in jury? I really feel like that if he wants to, for whatever reason, and he pull the ripcard and get rid of Holly, he could do that at final three, right?
Right. I think he did not make a mistake. He needed Holly to get to where he is.
Yeah. I think that that's silly that it would be a mistake.
I think you can argue that that if Jackson does lose to Holly, that if you're being results oriented, if he had let her go at five and he still wins veto at four and he still wins at final three HOH, then he probably has a better chance of winning the jury, having sent Holly there at five. But that's such a tough call to make at final five to let your showmance go in order to win the jury when you don't even know that the jury would be bitter in the first place. Like, it's not a move I would make.
It wouldn't have been him letting her go, right? It would have been that if she went out at five.
Exactly. If he hadn't stepped in and stopped it from happening,
it'd be no blood on his hands.
Right. But his path to the end is more difficult, all for the sake of a theoretical bitter jury that he doesn't even know exists yet.
Let's take a question from Jennifer. I want Andy to answer this one. At what point did Cliff screw his game? And evicting Tommy, possibly turning into an eviction Holly, telling Jackson he would only take Nicole to the final two, or telling Jackson he wouldn't have his jury vote. And do you have a one point where Cliff jumped the shark in terms of his game?
No, just because I'll be honest, I haven't really analyzed it that deeply. Sorry. But
should I go to Caitlin?
I analyzed it deeply too.
No, but like what I'll say is I just think this whole week he seems like he said such good judgment all season and he's been able to read things so well. And I just feel like he is not this week. And it just kind of seemed like he dropped the ball.
Okay. All right. And it looks like he was trying to hold the ball all season. In the
oh my God. No,
room.
Whoever said
go to me. So he's like holding.
Go to me. Go to me.
He was holding the ball. And then I dropped the ball like I used to before the wife.
Was it Matt Hoffman that brought that up on your show?
He brought up the
hands. I heard that I can never not
I
see
can
it.
Never not so see it. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. A question from Rye. If you had a choice, which Big Brother alumni would you have host the jury roundtable? We talked about Daniel Reyes. Talk us through it, man. Give us your pitch.
I will just say that I am a public speaking teacher and have taught interviewing and know it very well. But I mean, I'm just saying.
Andy, correct me if I'm wrong, Andy. I believe the very first jury roundtable that was hosted, I believe, was in your season, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
In Big Brother 14, Big Brother 15, and I believe it was because it was like, hey, all these people, you want to give them a piece of your mind? Well, Will Kirby's coming in, slam these morons, and then that's what it is. And I feel like that Will has actually been over the years been more and more calm in terms of the questions that he's asked. He did it the last season, right?
I think he's done it every. So I'm gonna my serious answer is Danielle Reyes. I really do think she would be great. My dream answer is Rennie from season 10.
That would be good. It would be having a woman do it would be good.
It'd be so good.
Dan's done it for Big Brother Canada, right?
I think Ian's done it as well, right?
So Andy,
you'd be so good.
Aw, thanks, Caitlin.
You would be so freaking funny, and then we'd like really know like who gets it and who doesn't. Like you'd come back and tell me like, oh, that joke went over this person's head. And you'd be like, loser.
Yeah,
it would just be so easy for us. Sorry.
I really do think that Danielle would be so good. I like. What do you guys think?
Well, I love Dr. Will.
Yes.
I think it's really fun watching him.
Yeah, I agree.
But I do. I feel like Dr. Will doesn't care enough.
Right.
Which can be fun. But I do want somebody in there that cares, that will really like pin people down on their hypocrisy.
Jesse should do it. Let's play the game of like who shouldn't do it, and like let's pretend like they really should. Like Jesse would be so good at it.
Who yeah. Else?
Now you know you have to come up with.
Fessel is a moron.
Get JC in there.
Say one. Andy, now you have to say one.
Jillian from season 19.
Megan. Oh, Megan.
Mm. Wait. Jillian, she went because she went to Tijuana, right? To go,
yeah.
And she had the stomach bypass. She had stomach bypass in Tijuana, yeah. Right? Queen Jillian.
Yes, she did.
And
Queen,
now she's
Queen
here.
Icon legend.
Wait. I stan her.
Me too.
Yeah, that was Glenn.
Yeah.
I had it right there. It was all in the palm of my hand.
I think it can't be like as obvious. Like it can't be like Glenn. Jillian needs to be like, oh my God, Corey Brooks would be
Summer
so good.
Steve 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. It needs to be like, yeah.
What about Austin?
Yeah.
Judith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Austin. Oh my God. Austin.
Like one where people are just like, wait, what? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that, oh yeah. That guy was a player on a season once. Okay. I mean,
why not have the Liz and Julia too, Taryn?
Yeah.
What's his name? That was on Liz and Julia. The first guy that got out with the long hair.
Jace
would be so good at
it. What about David Gurton?
David Gurton.
Jace and David Gurton.
Yeah.
They brought back Jace and Joey, right?
Someone wrote Matt Klein.
Matt Klein. Yeah. Yeah.
What were you trying to do?
Yeah. That would be perfect for the jury roundtable. All right. Well, let's go to this question from BB Fan 325. Did anyone else notice surprise in Sis's voice when she realized that they didn't evict Cliff, even though Jess was the one who brought the tape?
Yes. They were all talking about like, how did they not evict Cliff? How did they not do it? And then they finally read the votes and she was like, wait, they didn't evict him.
She's so stupid.
Yeah, oh man.
She's stupid.
I mean, I feel like the episode where I realized this was one where she had to like spell, like, remember she had to like spell the words? Julie, it was like the cockroaches. Yeah.
Don't go evict Julie.
Guys, I'm just kidding. Yeah. I don't think she's stupid. I actually think she probably has a lot to offer to the table.
I mean, she's apparently a great athlete, right? Like, so there you go.
I think it also, it really showed that like there was a ton of respect for Cliff in the jury house. I think if he touched any of those final two chairs, no matter who he was sitting next to, given the severity of like what they were talking, he was on the block and they didn't get rid of him. Like, they seemed to think he was the biggest threat in the game.
If I were next to him and they said that, I would have been like, well, they did get rid of him once. He's been evicted. So vote for me. This is ridiculous. But
vote for me. This is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Taryn, Sunday night, can you give us a run out? What do you expect? Do you think that we will have any sort of montage stuff, or will we see something completely different?
So there were some rumblings that this was a taped show, and that part of the reason for that was that Julie needed to record some stuff for the Sunday episode. You mentioned that she said she was going to be a part of it in some way. So that kind of implies that she is there to host a competition, but like how much content do they have for a Sunday episode? It is the penultimate episode of the show if the finale is Wednesday. So maybe there's not a recap. Maybe it will just be.
Is it possible that part one of the HOH has trivia, Taryn? Is that possible that Julie is going to be asking questions?
It's very possible, I think. I mean, they just did an endurance and it was like the fifth endurance of the season. And to do another endurance right away seems like a lot, and I wouldn't put anything past them, but if there's any, you know, final three competition that's going to change it up and not have an endurance as part one, I think it would be this season.
Yeah. Andy, what do you think?
Yeah. I mean, I could totally like, they have not been straying by the typical mold this season, so I would not be shocked with anything.
What are you laughing at?
I'm looking at my Twitter. A person named Brian Conway tweeted to me, actually, Dina Lohan should host the jury.
I don't think she would know where she was.
I would like to see like the most, I play this game all the time, like the most random whatever. Guys, put together and tweet at me the most random cast. I want you to put together the most random cast.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
It needs to include exciting. BB5 Karen.
Yeah.
It
can include celeb. It can include Canada.
Okay. But do it. Somebody, John, work on the brand steel for Caitlin.
Please.
Okay. All right. Andy. Any other thoughts on Big Brother 21? Or give a okay, but first Big Brother 21.
No, not really. I mean, I just really want Nicole to win Final Three HOH and Katja Ekstrand. I think it would be a very thrilling end to a what has turned out to be a really good season.
What movie do people need to go out and see?
I'm sad. I think it's going to be gone after today, but Ready or Not was my favorite movie of the summer, basically. Well, actually, no, I take that back. It was my second favorite. Hustlers is in theaters right now, and it is a gem of a movie. Jennifer Lopez is getting Oscars, which she deserves. It's very good. Yeah, I think Hustlers would be my number one pick right now.
Hustlers. And then what's this, the other one?
Ready or Not. It's basically about this woman who marries into a family, they got their fortunes based on manufacturing board games.
Okay.
And she has to on her wedding night, she has to pick like a card and she has to play a game that's on the card with the family. And it turns out like, it's usually just like checkers or chess or backgammon. But if she picks hide and seek, then the family thinks that if they don't kill her before dawn, they're all going to die. And so it's basically like this family trying to kill this new bride over the course of like an hour and a half. And it's very good. It's just very well done.
It's very fun. I second the pick. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's a good turn.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, it's really fun.
Okay. All right.
Have you ever seen that movie, Booksmart?
I love Booksmart.
Can I just say that I saw it for the first time the other day? And I feel like it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, it's so good. Booksmart was one of my favorites of the summer as well.
Andy, do you feel like you and I should start doing that thing in Booksmart where they get dressed and they look like absolute shit and they go, who allowed you to take my breath away?
Yeah. Like, yes.
So good.
Yeah. Taryn and Rob, if you guys haven't seen it, it's very good.
You have to see it.
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Taryn?
I plan on seeing it very soon because it just recently came out. It was released.
It's after midnight on the East Coast.
Just watch it, Taryn.
It's late, guys. I have
the feeds are down right now, Taryn.
Right, yeah. I would have already watched it if the Big Brother wasn't on.
Yeah.
All right, I guess the season's over soon. Okay. Enough.
Also, Andy, I saw you had talked about, you posted a list of your favorite house guests of every season.
Yeah.
But you did say that Caitlin was from Big Brother 20.
Yeah.
Did I read this correctly that you have not seen Big Brother 2?
No. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I've been living a lie for years. I just, whenever people bring up Dr. Will, I'm just like, yeah, he's brilliant. I loved his game. I've never seen season 2.
Wow.
Well, somebody needs to purchase the Big Brother 2 blockumentary,
right?
And you should watch season 2 and listen to the blockumentary alongside it.
Rob.com/BB2.
Okay. Yeah. I watched, literally,
we'll give that. Taryn and I rewatched the whole series.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. And then you don't have to, you like, listen to it while you're running.
Okay.
Okay.
I think he runs.
I don't know. He's in good shape.
I'm just kidding.
I walk a lot.
Yeah.
I love when he walks.
There you go. Yeah. All right. very few favorite male players.
I'm a ladies man for sure.
Yes. Okay.
I'm like that with everything. Actresses. Like I don't have favorite actors, but I could list like 20 actresses that I love.
Okay. All right. Any other questions for Andy tonight, Caitlin?
So many at such a short amount of time.
We can go, but we can come back.
No, please. Let's move on. I can ask him in my own time. Okay. We're friends.
All right. Let's talk about what's coming up on Rob Has a Podcast, Bachelor in Paradise finale. How was the finale without spoiling it?
It was a lot. There was a lot going on.
Okay. A lot going on. Find out. Let's look. That's Chris. Chris in the shot there. We'll find out what's going on in the Bachelor in Paradise finale wrap up. And then Taryn, the American Ninja Warrior season 11 finale recap was going on as well. Goodness.
Yes, we finally got to the finale. It's been quite the season, so I hope everyone has checked it out and listened to the coverage, because I had a lot to say about it.
Okay. Thumbs up or thumbs down? Or you have to listen to find out?
Yeah, it's both.
Both. Okay. Australian Survivor Champions versus Contenders finale recap Mike Bloom and Josh Wigler joined Shannon Gates to talk about the big Australian Survivor finale. I have to be honest, I did not keep up with it, but I jumped right into the finale recap today. I'm going to be spoiled anyway. Might as well listen to the podcast. Great job from Mike, and kudos to Josh Wigler for sticking with all 24 episodes of Australian Survivor when he's got a million things going on. Check that out. Plus, Shannon Gates has a ton of additional coverage on Australian Survivor, including some incredible interviews as well. David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis got back together for this Survivor 39 preseason Why Blank Lost. Andy, how do you feel about Island of the Idols?
I just want to get through it to get to season 40.
Get through it. Okay. Should Big Brother do some sort of Island of the Idols?
No.
With Caitlin and Andy as the
two. Yeah, okay, then yes. Definitely yes.
Our own podcast.
Okay. All right, check out the first podcast back for David and Jessica. And then before the wife, there was no podcast because we started back in 2010 and we did our very first cast preview all the way back in Survivor Nicaragua. And here we are all these years later. Nicole and I this week recorded our Survivor 39 cast preview, just dropped today. So find out what myself and the First Lady of Podcasting had to say about the new cast of Survivor 39. And then Taryn is going to be back tomorrow morning. Taryn, what's the is it still a later time on a Friday?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Great.
So be on the lookout for Taryn's live feed update on Friday, on Saturday, on Sunday, and then Thursday's eviction recap.
That's happening right now.
What happened? We're looking at now.
Sorry, Rob, that's supposed to say Sunday, not Thursday.
Okay.
Sunday,
okay, yes. Thursday night or Sunday night, we'll find out what's going on. Is it going to be a recap of the recap? Is it going to be new stuff? Who knows? I believe it's also a later time because of football. I believe I saw that announced today that the show is going to start at least 30 minutes later. So it's going to be Sunday night, final regular episode of the season. Okay? And then What else do we have coming up, Scott? Oh, the Patreon. Rob has a website.com/patron. That's how, for 5 years strong, that we've been bringing together all of the fans of the reality TV shows. We're connecting around these shows that we all love, that are near and dear to our hearts. And of course, we have our patron only Facebook community. I'll have patron Facebook Friday coming up as well tomorrow. Get access to our patron only podcast feed and much more at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Also, I believe tomorrow I'm going to be recording. You can come back to me. That we're going to record with Eric Stein, the season finale, Andy, of the Summer
Yay!
Of Stein.
And I love Summer of Stein.
We need nominees. We're going to have the first annual Oofie Awards, recognize the oofiest achievement in Big Brother this year. So please, if people have ideas for Oofie Awards that need to be awarded, hashtag Summer of Stein or Summer of Stein at robiswebsite.com.
And I just want to keep hearing the word Oofie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Over and over.
Yes. And you have a idea for an award. You love award shows, right?
Oh my gosh, Rob, no, you're putting me on the spot. I'm scared. I'm not ready.
Caitlin,
I don't know. Never mind. I can't do this right now.
Okay.
Well, what was the most checkers and not chess move?
Most checker. That would be a good one.
I have cross to bear with Eric Stein.
Oh no, what happened?
Nothing. I've never met him in my life. He came to the live show and did not once say hi to me. And I tried to acknowledge him a million times, followed him on Twitter. He doesn't follow me back. He legitimately won't say hello to me.
He's negging you.
Like, did he have a problem? Do I not know about that? Like, did he have an issue with me?
I think he's
not
just,
that I'm aware.
Awkward. I think that's kind of his thing.
Are we sure though? Because like I literally tried like saying hi to him a million times.
Ask him tomorrow.
So as much as I want to send him love and light, I'm just like, what did I ever do to you, Eric?
I think he's a fan.
I know that I happened to catch him late in the after party and he was like, oh my God, I haven't gotten to talk to anybody that I wanted to talk to.
Specify that I was one of those guys.
I am assuming that you are one of those people because it would be ridiculous
Even
if you were
stage,
not.
I was like, hey, Eric,
mm-hmm.
did didn't even look at me in the face. And I was like, my parents at one point were like, yeah, do you know that guy?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll yell at him tomorrow.
Eric,
I'm
if you're watching this or if you're listening, I would like to...
I mean, this is late in the podcast. I don't know if he's probably...
Be friends. Okay. Well, guys, what a summer it's been.
What a summer it's been. Of course, Andy, thank you so much. That I look forward to all of our chats.
No, me too. I always have such a blast on your show. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that it finally worked out.
Okay. Mm. We finally nailed it on a Thursday. Of course, Caitlin, I must salute you for perfect attendance here for every Thursday. It was the very first one you were in New York.
Yes.
And then you've been here every week except for when we were in New York last week.
I salute you for dealing with me.
What's to deal with?
Just a lot of energy.
A lot of energy.
Antics.
You keep it fun.
Yeah.
I keep it interesting. I definitely...
Caitlin has made my Thursdays more enjoyable. I podcast every single day. And Caitlin brings a unique energy to the podcast that I really enjoy, and it makes it more fun for me. So,
Aaron! Oh my God, don't make me blush.
I was so sweet.
Andy, this isn't about you and your...
I like hearing sweet words about my friend, okay? Back off!
Okay.
Yeah, don't listen to Christmas shoes.
All right.
I have final notes for the summer.
Oh, well, I can't believe we forgot to do Caitlin's notes.
They're not great, but I just figured out the last one.
All right,
hold on.
All right, Derek, let's get a close-up on Caitlin.
We don't need a close-up. I don't look great tonight. Didn't put on makeup.
Come on. Okay. Well, hold on. Let's cue up our Caitlin note music.
Who's going to get this?
Okay.
September 19th, 2019. Nicole telling Jackson to go fuck himself is a mood. Look, Julie. That's a weak-looking salad in the Jerry House.
Yes!
This Jerry House is so fucking stupid. Chrissy is so sensitive, but I do love her. Jackson is dramatic and entitled. Thank you for joining me, everyone.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was great.
I feel like I'm slam poetry.
Yeah, I did end up... I have that clip of Nicole...
the salad?
Yeah,
Nicole,
a couple of clips. Here is Nicole talking about Jackson when she was mad at him.
Tell you what, Mickey, you do me a favor, go f*** yourself.
I thought Whoa. That was amazing. It was amazing.
Lock you in the basement realness yeah, from Nicole.
For yes. sure.
Yeah, and then also, we always love it when Julie, she's such a pro, but when she has a stumble, it's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Up to you to cast the sole vote to evict. A reminder, when Mickey casts his vote.
Yeah.
Vote.
So all good
love
stuff.
Love that.
All good stuff. Okay. All right. And of course, Taryn, where can people see even more Taryn?
So you can go to twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, where there's plenty of Taryn there. And then also on Twitter @ArmstrongTaryn.
All right. Okay. Anything else left to do?
Follow Andy on Twitter.
Follow Andy Heron on Twitter.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
Don't follow me.
Why not? Why, people are already tweeting random Twitter, Big Brother cast for you.
Oh, really? Thank God. Then follow me. Twitter literally is so annoying. The fact that they still won't verify me. Like, what more?
Yeah, wait, why?
I don't know. And even Christine from PR at CBS, I was like...
I think it's even Christine from Big Brother 16
no,
is verified.
No, it's...
She is, I think.
Yeah, like, legit, everyone's verified. But
yeah, every Big Brother player.
She's a public nudist.
I was just so confused. And yeah. She's like, I'm doing the best I can. They're just not budging. Like, what did I do to you, Twitter?
That's how I am on Instagram. They won't verify me on Instagram.
I'll somehow get you verified on Instagram.
Okay. I'll work towards getting you verified. An eye for an eye, Caitlin. I'll get you verified on Twitter.
You know no one at Twitter.
I was the first person. Yes, I do. I was the first person on my cast that got verified.
I'll get you verified on Instagram. It'll happen by next week.
Whoa.
Okay.
Well, what about Taryn?
Are you not verified on Instagram?
No.
You're not. Neither of us are.
No.
How many?
Okay,
how many
Caitlin.
Followers you have now, Taryn?
Caitlin, back to me.
Taryn, how many followers do you have now?
25,000.
What the actual F. You literally just made an Instagram. Okay.
Oh no, that's Twitter. Instagram is like much less. Like I don't know, 6,000.
Okay, but you're not verified on Twitter.
5,000. Yes, on Twitter.
You're not
what
verified on Instagram.
That's right.
How many followers do you have on Instagram?
I mean, that's who's counting. Who's counting, Caitlin?
You literally, wait, know
I,
the top
Taryn,
of
I didn't follow you. I just followed you, Taryn. I don't know. Okay, Rob, I follow you.
Okay. All right. We can talk about this after the show.
Okay, yeah,
we
you.
Can talk about this after the show. We're losing people. Okay.
This is the let's brag about our Twitter our follower counts segment of the podcast.
If you don't have more,
I like that this is what it's turned into, though. Yeah.
It's just on Thursday. This shit doesn't happen when I'm not here. And for that, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. But you made it fun. You made it you fun. Did.
Thanks, guys.
Yes.
You guys are my fam.
All right. Andy, did you want to talk about the bathroom stool, or we'll save that for a different podcast?
No, I don't, Rob. Right. Thank you.
Somebody should make it. We'll see if that Twitter account is verified soon. All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Thanks so much, Scott St. Pierre, behind the scenes, and Derek, who was here all season, helping us with switching the camera.
Can we
the
show
camera?
Derek on screen?
I don't care.
Derek,
sure.
Over here.
No, okay. Here, take a bow.
Guys, this is my best friend. Yay! Days. He's the sweetest angel in the land.
Sweetest angel in the
and
land.
And we're going to go see Hustlers this week.
You should.
All right. Take care. Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.